We are in Siman Tofresh Lamed Tes. We're up to Sivvav, and we'll be doing Vav and Zayin. Sivvav hayolcho besukah v'yaduk shamim v'holach lebeiso upasku akshamim. You left the sukkah because of rain. You were in the middle of eating, and now it stopped. Ein mechayv monsolasa l'sukah chigmar sudaso. He does not have to come back and complete his suda there. Once you start eating indoors, you can continue eating indoors. Not only that, even if you didn't start eating in the sukkah, you just started eating indoors, you don't have to come back into the sukkah. Siv Zayin. If it was raining, you were sleeping and it started to rain. And then you went into the house. And it stopped raining. That whole night, they're not machayiv you to go back into the sukkah. You sleep in the house. Ad sheyala amud hashachar. The Mechaber says, until Alos, but at Alos HaShachar, you have to come out again. Says the Ramah, V'yor Mishnoso. That's a combination of two things. It's when you get up from your sleep, and it's already after Alos HaShachar. What happens if it started to rain, so you took your bedding out of the sukkah, but you didn't go to sleep yet? There's a machlokas haposkim, if you're mechuyev to go take your bedding out again. Did we only say that it's a tircha if you already went to sleep and you don't have to get up? But if you're up and just a question of taking out the bedding, could be that they are mechayev you to take it out again. Now, what happens if somebody has a roof that he can put over his sukkah? So if he's in the middle of sleeping, and it rained, and he shut the roof, and now it stops, he doesn't have to get out of his sukkah and walk outside and open the roof again. However, if he has strings in the sukkah, he would have to. Further, says the Ramah, the Yorim Mishnasol, this is only if he got up. That means according to the Mechaber, you get up at Alos. According to the Ramah, it's only if you got up, and it's after Alos you have to get up. Mishu yashin besukav yardu gshamim ein sarach l'shar b'chtei shiskal kalatavshel. The Ramah says that food is less sensitive than sleeping. To sleep, even a little bit of rain is disturbing. The b'gshamim muatim avetzar lishon sham, the yachol lotzis. Once it's raining a little bit even, that's enough of a tzar when you're sleeping, you can go out. He doesn't get schar, and we take a look at it as not something worthy of praise altogether, because he's a hedyot, he's potter min asuka. Certainly he shouldn't make a bracha. The Yetze, you shouldn't be all angry. El Yetze ken nichna kevet shemozik kos l'rabo v'shofcho al ponov. You have to walk out humiliated. Now, the Bir Halacha says that, of course, if someone's going to make a bracha when he's a mitzvah, it's a bracha levatola. What happens in a case where somebody, when he sits in the sukkah, he won't have tzar, but getting there, chazal patered him because it's a big tircha? Then it's not hedyotis. L'moshel, someone that went to sleep because it was raining, and then it stopped raining, if he wants to go out of his house to sleep in the sukkah, his yotzin gets a big mitzvah.